Okay, today is Daf Lamed Beis. We are on Daf Lamed Beis, started the Ma'amad by the new Mishnah. So the Mishnah is now going to list a few differences between that Kachim Mizbeach, which means there are things that are holy or sanctified for use on the Mizbeach, and Kachim Bet HaGabayis, which are things that are sanctified for usage for the base of the treasury to help to keep the house in order. So the Mishnah says, Echad kachi mizbeach, v'echad kachi bedek abayis, ein mishanin osan mikedusha l'kedusha. When it comes to kachi mizbeach and kachi abayis, they're the same, in that you are not effective to switch from one kedusha to another kedusha. Rashi explains what that is. Rashi says, the kachi bedek abayis, if you have kachi bedek abayis, shehekdishan l'mizbeach l'osar klum. So I have something that is sanctified with kachi bedek abayis sanctity. And then I say, you know what, I want to make this holy, this animal to be kachi mizbeach, doesn't count. Lo asa lo klum. And he says, by kachi mizbeach, it doesn't mean by kachi mizbeach switching to kachi mizbeach bias. He says, by kachi mizbeach, it means, ein mishanin mikedushas ola lushlamim, u mishlamim lo ola. You can't change the carbon itself. This animal will sanctify, set aside to be carbon A. You can't then change it or add to it kedusha to make it carbon for carbon B. Number two, the mikachin osan hektesh iloi, but you can sanctify this for a hektesh iloi. What hektesh iloi seems to be an extra hektesh. What is hektesh iloi? So Rashi says mikachin osan. That's talking about kachim mizbeach. So you have kachim mizbeach, and Rashi says the case is kagon im amar al ola harezo lebedek abayis. The case that Rashi didn't mention above is this case. I have a korban ola, and I say this should be for bedek abayis. So what's the story? So the Rashi says is that you then can't, what you're doing now is effective, and that you're adding another layer of kedusha, another layer of obligation. So that, if I, as Rashi points out, let's read the Rashi. Kigon, im amar al ola, if I say about this ola, harezeh lebedek abayis, it's now for the bedek abayis, ma'alin oso bedamim, lefi ma'ashe yesh lo koach v'noshon lezgizbar. You then have to now give to the temple treasury the value that you retain, the value of the ownership that you retain in that carbon. How does that work? Ditznan be'erachim, because we have a mission, Erachim says, be'erachim makdish, machrim adam es kachav im nadar nosen demeyem, im nidav nosen es tovasam. A person can be makdish his nadarim, if he can makrim his kachim, depends, what he owes depends whether it was a neder or it was a nidava. Klomar, im behema zo haisa neder, if this behema was a neder, which means he now has responsibility if the carbon, the behema disappears. Go into Amar, Hare alai ola, it's incumbent upon me to bring an ola. V'hifri zol nidro, and he separated this animal for his neder. Kevan din mesa o nigdava, since if this animal would die or be stolen, chayav achriyasa, he has full responsibility to replace it, he's chayav achriyasa, nimsa shakula shalo, so now he has full monetary value, he owns a full monetary amount in this animal. V'nosin kol damel l'cherem ha-kohen, so then if he says that this animal should then be Kaddish Bet HaGabayis, he has to pay to Bet HaGabayis the amount that he owns in the animal. What does he own? He owns a full amount, because he's responsible for the full amount. V'hu adin namu Bet HaGabayis, fine, the im nidava, if it's a nidava, which means he says that he doesn't have responsibility, he says this animal should be a carbon. So if this animal dies, he doesn't have to replace it. The im nidava, the imesa in the chai b'achirasa, so what ownership rights does he have? What value does he have? He only has a smaller amount, which is a tobus hana, which means that he, because the Rashai li told davar muat miso chaveiro, kineshitenu lasso zos leben bito koin. The only value he has is the value that he would be willing to accept to take this ola and bring it at a time when so-and-so's grandson is the koin, so he would get the hides. He only has that small residual value. So that's the amount that he would have to pay for Bet HaGabayis. But still, so this idea can be Mekadosh, Kiddush Iloi, you can add on an obligation to Bet HaGabayis to a carbon that to your carbon that is set aside as Kachim Mizbeach. And so it's a Makich, so right, the Mishnah says Mekadosh Nosan Hekdosh Iloi U'Machamirin Nosan. You can also be Machamirin Nosan, you can make them Chayrim. Right, Chayrim, we said, Rashi says, Machamirin Nosan Im Hechrim Kachim Mizbeach Nosan the Kohen Iloi Kamoshe Pirashti. If you say that these are cherem, according to my number, says a stab cherem and go to the kohen, if you say it's a cherem, then you stay monetary obligation that we just discussed, instead of giving the Bet HaGabayis, you would give it to the kohen. Im Mesu Yikavru. Now, the Im Mesu is which one? If they die, what is they? So, right now, what seems to be, Rashi says, they're talking about both. Kachim is Beach and Kachim Bet Gabai, so we discuss in the Gemara. If they die, right, then you can't redeem them. Why? Because you can't redeem Hektish to feed it to the dogs. Rashi says, Im Mesu, Kachim is Beach. Afila Achar Shehummu, about dying Lol Niftu, Yikvru. You have to bury them. The Enu Yochel Liftosam, Lachil Maklavim. And you can't redeem them to feed it to the dog. So if they die prior to any redemption, you're stuck. You can't do anything. You have to bury them. Okay. Rav Shimon Omer, Kachi Medek Abayis in Mesu Yipadu. Rav Shimon says, no, it's only specifically Kachi Medek Abayis that if they die, you have to, he says Kachi Medek Abayis, it's only Kachi Mizbeach you would have to bury, but Kachi Medek Abayis, if they die, you can even redeem them after, after death. Gemara, Amar Rav Huna says, "Kachim mizbeach shehitpison lecharmei kohanim lo asa klum." Seems to be against the Mishnah, which the Gemara will ask. But Rav Huna says, "If I have kachim mizbeach, I have these karbanos, and I say that these karbanos should also be for chayrim kohanim, you should come on and give them as chayrim a value to the kohen, that it's null and void. It doesn't mean anything. You have to give anything." Rashi says, "Charmei Kohanim, Haynu Stam Charamim, L'Hachinaka Charmei Kohanim, Dizimin Dechron Bedek Abayis." He says, "Charmei Kohanim," because we want to make sure we're talking about Charmei Kohanim, not Charmei Bedek Abayis. So if he says on this carbon that I just want to give it as a Charem, which would mean the value, to the Kohen, Lo Asav Lo Kolom, it's null and void, doesn't count for anything. My timer, what's Rav Huna's reasoning? He quotes a pasuk, the Amakra, Kol Charem Kodesh Kodeshim Hu LaHashem. Every chayrim that is the holy of holies belongs to Hashem. And he parses the pasuk this way: Kol chayrim di kodesh kodashim havei hahu Hashem lehavei. Anything that is kodesh kodashim, if you make it chayrim, it goes to Hashem anyway. It doesn't go to the kohanim. So I can't add on this chayrim obligation to an animal that's already set aside to be kachim mizbeach according to Rav Huna. So Meisvei, Gemara is going to ask a question. We learn in the Braisa. The Braisa says as follows: Kachi Bedek Abayis. So if I have something that's only sanctified, for the treasury, Bedek Abayis. Shehit Fisan, Bein the Kachi Mizbeach, Bein the Cheremei Kohanim, Lo Asaklum. If I have Kachi Bedek Abayis, that I try to add on to it this additional layer of Cherem Kadoshim, whether or not, or I want to make it into Bed, and want to make it Kachi Mizbeach, Lo Asaklum. That doesn't count. Okay, so we're talking about Kachi Bedek Abayis, you can't make it to Charamim. Also, if I have Chermei, continues the Braisa, Chermei Kohanim, Shehit Pisan, Bein Le Kachi Mizbeach, Bein Le Kachi Bedek Abayis, Lok Lokum. If I have something that's already set aside to be Cherem for the Kohanim, which means it's set aside to go to the Kohanim, for that, I cannot add to it a Kedusha of Bedek Abayis, nor can I add to it a Kedusha of the Mizbeach. Lo Asa Lo Klum. That's it. It's in the Braisa. What does the Braisa leave out? Ha, Kachim Mizbeach. What about Kachim Mizbeach? That's the case of Rav Huna. Rav Huna's case was Kachim Mizbeach. They're trying to make a diuk now. The Braisa only mentioned the case of Kachim Bedek Abayis and Chermei Kohanim. But what about Kachim Mizbeach? That's not mentioned. Ha, Kachim Mizbeach, Sheik Bishnah Chermei Kohanim, Masha Asasri. That should then be valid because it's not mentioned in the Braisa. The Braisa doesn't mention that case. And that would be a diuk to Rav Huna, right? Rav Huna says that Kachim Mizbeach can add onto it a Cherem Kedusha. The deep in the Bryce is that Kachim Mizbeach, you can add on to it a Kedusha of Cherem Kohanim.
So what do you mean add on? Isn't it like a demotion?
You're adding it on, and now I have another monetary obligation.
Additional?
Right, that was the first Rashi that we read. From the Kachim also, you have to add on another monetary evaluation. And I would now owe money to it. Amalach Rav Huna, so Rav Huna says to him, no, I can answer you and say no. Ki Sharia Ahada Sharia. The Tanya didn't mention, why did the Tanya, it's the same halacha. Don't make that deal. Meaning, my halacha is that Kachim Mizbeach, you can't add on a Cherem Kohan obligation. Why is it not mentioned in the Mishnah, in that Braisa? Because the Kachim Mizbeach, Sheit Bisan Lebedek Abayis, Masha Asa Osoi, Avel Cherem Kohanim Lo Asa Klom. Because when it comes to Kachim Mizbeach, there's a split in. Kachim Mizbeach, if I have Kachim Mizbeach and I add on to it a Bedek Abayis obligation, that valid. So therefore, if I have an ola and I make a kachi betek abayis, whatever I would, again, like what Rav Rashi said, whatever ownership rights I have in that animal, that value I would now have to give to betek abayis. That would be effective. So when it comes to kachi betek abayis, and when it comes to chermei kohanim, it doesn't work whether or not I make it kachi mizbeach or I make it chermei kohanim. When it comes to kachi mizbeach, which was Rav Huna's case, it's only if I try to make it chermei kohanim does it not work. But if I try to make it kachi betek abayis, it does work. So the Braisa doesn't mention it because there's a split halacha as opposed to the other two cases where the halacha is the same in both cases. Right? The two cases are taking something, either taking kachi betek abayis or taking chermei kohanim and trying to add to it a kachi mizbeach or kachi betek abayis or add to it chermei kohanim. The halacha is the same. But when it comes to my case, Rav Huna says, of kachi mizbeach, the halacha is not the same. You cannot add chermei kohanim, but you can add betek abayis. You can add mizbeach. So that's why it's not mentioned in the Braisa. So the Gemara says, release the gabi hanach. So why don't you just mention the one case where it's not effective? Just that have the time that the Braisa is mentioning things that are not effective. So mention the case of kachi mizbeach are not effective to make, or kachi mizbeach are not effective to make chermei kohanim. So he says, no, Tana de is betarta katani, the less betarta lokatani. Like we just said before, the Braisa is only concerned with mentioning the halacha where it's the same din in both, where it's across the board. He's not interested in making, of listing things that are split. So therefore there's no kasha. Again, Rav Huna says, if I have kachi mizbeach and I want to add to it an obligation of cherem kohanim, which means I would have to take the value that I owe and give that as well to the cherem kohanim, that's ineffective when it comes to kachi mizbeach.
And what's the reason for that?
For why?
Because
the pasuk says, "Kol chayrim kodesh kadoshim hu l'Hashem," right? Which he says that kol chayrim of kodesh kadoshim would still be l'Hashem. It doesn't go to the kohanim. Okay, so now the Gemara asks from our Mishnah, Tanan, it says in our Mishnah, Makdishin. It was talking about kachim mizbeach, right? It's the second case of our Mishnah, Makdishin, which says kachim mizbeach. Makdishin also hektesh iloi, right? You're allowed to make hektesh iloi. Umach Mirino's son, it says. So it talks about kachim mizbeach, and it says I can add to it hektish iloi, which means the value, and mach mirino's son. So you see that kachim mizbeach, I can make it a chayram, which is against Rav Huna. Right? So now, makishno son hektish iloi, my love, hektish iloi bedek abayis. When it says hektish iloi, that talks about putting on a bedek abayis obligation. And machmirin, when it says machmirin, it's the cherem of kohen, which means if I have a karbon and I say I want to make it a cherem to the kohen, I now have a monetary obligation to the kohen, which means it's effective, which is against Rav Huna, which is like kachim mizbeach, a cherem kohen is ineffective. So the Gemara says, lo, that's not the case. Edi kachim betek abayis. He says, no. Hektesh iloi is betek abayis, and machmirin is betek abayis. The only thing you can do with kachim mizbeach is add a betek abayis obligation. Again, whatever value I own, I would then have to pay to the betek abayis. But if I take kachim mizbeach and try to add a cherem obligation, Rav Huna says it doesn't work. The Mishnah has two cases. Both cases are talking about betek abayis. It's not talking about cherem. So why does it change the language between hektish iloi and cherem? He says, lo shna mapik lu b'loshon hektish lebetek abayis, v'lo shna mapik b'loshon cherem lebetek abayis. Doesn't matter which language he uses. If he uses the language of hektish, or if he uses the language of cherem, both cases you would have to give to betek abayis, not to cherem, because it's clear, because cherem kohan doesn't work, when the Mishnah says cherem, it means betek abayis. So again, the Mishnah is talking about a case where I have the kachim mizbeach, and I'm either machrim it, or I separate it for kodesh iloi, the money I owe goes to betek abayis. But if I specifically take a kachim mizbeach, according to Rav Huna, and I say I want to add on to it an obligation of cherem kohanim, ineffective, and I do not owe any money to the kohanim. Mm-hmm. The Gemara says, you interpreted the Mishnah as saying that both the case of hektish iloi and the hektish cherem is talking about betek abayis. We say that the Braisa doesn't interpret the Mishnah that way. The Braisa that interprets the Mishnah says, v'halo tani hachi, our Braisa doesn't learn that way. The Tanya b'Braisa, we learn in a Braisa, hektish iloi, what does hektish iloi mean? That's kachim betek abayis. So that means clearly, I can take a kachim mizbeach and add on a betek abayis obligation. But machmirin also is chermei kohanim. And machmirin in the Mishnah means chermei kohanim, which means it is effective if I take kachim mizbeach and I add a cherem kohen obligation against Rav Huna. and Ba'od, and even more so, Hatanya, the Brisa says, Beferish, Kachim Mizbeach, Shek Mizbeach, Shek Dishin the Cherem Kohanim, Masha Asa Asoi. If I have Kachim Mizbeach, and I add a Cherem Kohen obligation, what I did was effective. To Yufta, the Ravuna, to Yufta. That's a strong refutation of Ravuna Shita. Because Ravuna says it's ineffective, and the Brisa says it is effective. So the Gemara says, well, wait a second. How can the Brisa say that? Ravuna came with a Pasuk. Ravuna has a Pasuk. If he has a Pasuk, he's got to be right. Baha Ravuna, Kraka Amar. Remember, he learned that Pasuk of Kol Chayim, Kodesh Kodashim, Ula Hashem. So Amar Ula, so Ula says, no, he learned the Pasuk wrong. That snapshot in the Pasuk. Amar Ula, Amar Kra, Chayim, Kol Chayim. The Pasuk says, Kol Chayim, Kodesh Kodashim, Ula Hashem. Every Chayim that you make becomes Kodesh Kodashim. So Kol Chayim is the Ribusa, to add. And it adds that every time you make a Chayim, it works. Meaning, even if you have Kachim Mizbeach, and you make it Chayim to Kohanim, it works. Now you have an obligation. So that's how you learn the Pasuk. It says Chayim Kol Chayim. So that we have now. So according to Rav Huna, according to Ula, Ula says that if you take Kachim Mizbeach, and you add to it an obligation of Chayim Kohanim, it's effective. And therefore I would owe money to the Chayim, to the Kohanim. So the Gemara then says, Umi Amar Ula Hachi. Does Ula really say this? Okay, we've now disproven Rav Huna, basically. Ula seems to argue about Rav Huna. Now we say, Ula, does Ula really say this? Is this really the Shita of Ula? The Ha Amr Ula, didn't Ula say once before, Hamatpis Ola lebedek abayis, Einba Ela ikuv gizbarim bilvad. What does that mean? If I have a carbon Ola, and I take the carbon Ola, and I say, this carbon Ola should now have upon it an added bedek abayis, which means now I would now owe the value that I own in the Ola to bedek abayis. He says, Ula says, ein ba ela ikuv gizbarim bilvad. It doesn't do anything. The only thing it adds is ikuv gizbarim, which means, according to Rabbeinu Gershom, it means that the gizbarim then become the owner. Because I made it, or I'm giving it to bedek abayis, means I'm gifting the carbon to the gizbarim. I don't owe any money to the gizbarim. What I've done is I've made the treasurer as the owner, and therefore in order for the carbon to be hukrav, the gizbarim have to be there. Because they become the bailam. That's what they become the owners. But I haven't done anything from a monetary obligation. So if I can't take a kachay mizbeach and add kachay bedek abayis to it, well then I can't take a carbon a kachay mizbeach and add chayim kohen to it. So how does Ula say, when he learns that pasuk of kol chayim, that if I take kachay mizbeach, I can add a chayim obligation to it? He says, states here in Beferish, that you can add a monetary obligation to a kachay mizbeach. So Gemara says, midrabanan. When Ula says, really Ula holds that you can't add any kedusha to the kachay mizbeach, once this kachay mizbeach is done, I can't add any more obligations onto my korban. What Ula mentioned before, what the Braisa says, that if you're machrim kachay mizbeach, the chayrim is chal, it's chal only midrabanan. Midrabanan, you have no obligation to give anything to the kohen. But midrabanan, we say that you have an obligation now to give to the kohanim, and therefore I guess the pasuk, ukra, the kra, which is a kol chayrim that he learned is only in the smach of Alma. The real, so then I have a problem though. If I have that pasuk, I go back to Rav Huna. He says, no, the pasuk is talking about something else. The pasuk is lemi'ila da'asa. The pasuk comes to teach us that all charamim, anything that I make as a chayrim, you still have, there's still a me'ila, isser me'ila attached to it. If I make something a chayrim and I take benefit from it, there's an isser for me'ila. So Gemara says, wait a second, lemi'ila lama le'kra. Why do I need a pasuk to tell me that when it comes to chayrim, if something I make it to chayrim, if I utilize it, I violate me'ila? The pasuk already says, kodesh kodeshim ksivei. By charamim it says, kodesh kodeshim, right? This pasuk says, what was the full pasuk again? The pasuk was, kol chayrim, kodesh kodeshim, hu lashem. So the Gemara's assumption is, any time the pasuk says, kodesh kodeshim, that means there's me'ila attached to that, to that object. So why would I need a pasuk of kol chayrim to teach me that it's me'ila? I already learned it from kodesh kodeshim. Shigmar says no, kodesh kodeshim doesn't teach you me'ila because I'll find you other psukim that says kodesh kodeshim, and we still have to make a limud that there's me'ila. Ula ta'amech, according to you, where every time it says kodesh kodeshim, that means there's me'ila. Had amar Rav Yanai, we have from Rav Yanai, who says, Ein mi'ilah mifureshesh min haTorah ela ba'ola. The only time mi'ilah is actually mentioned, the words mi'ilah is mentioned, is by the korban ola. It also says it by kachet bedek abayis. Right? It says by ela ba'ola bovad shenemar, because the pasuk says by ola v'nefesh ki sim ol ma'al v'chata abishkagam mikachet Hashem. Kachi Hashem means things that go all to Hashem. The only korban that goes all to Hashem is the ola. So anyone who does mi'ilah by kachi Hashem, that miyuchadim Hashem, that's where there is mi'ilah. Aval chatas va'asham lo nafka el midarebi. But Rabbi Yane only learns that there's mi'ilah by chatas and asham from a limit of Rebbe. What's the limit of Rebbe? The Tanya Rebbe says in the Brisa, so Rebbe Omer, kol chelev Hashem. The pasuk mentions Hashem. It's the rabos emur kachi kalim le'mi'ilah. And if you're adding emuri kachi kalim, you can add chatas for ola. But why does he have to do it? Lama likra. Why does he need a pasuk to teach us chatas for asham? Lama likra, kodesh kachi kadoshim ksipuhu. It already says kachi kadoshim by chatas and asham. Ella afagav the kachi kadoshim ksipuhu. Even though kachi kachim is written there, vayikra libi yuni lemeila. You still need a pasuk or a limud to make it to have meila shayach to that karbon. So b'charam and nami. So b'cherim also. Our pasuk needs to tell us that is meila. Afagav the kachi kadoshim ksibu. Even though kachi kachim is written there, vayikra libi yuni lemeila. I still need a pasuk of kol cherim to teach me that there is meila. So the pasuk of kol cherim teaches me, according to Ula, that there is meila when it comes to charamim. That's what it teaches. What Ula says that you learn from the pasuk of Chayrim, that Chayrim can be chal on Kachay Kachim, that's only a din derabbanan. It's only a smachta. So we go back. Rav Huna had the kashim. It's a follow up again. Rav Huna said that if I have Kachim Mizbeach, I can add a Chayrim obligation. We rejected him because that's not how the Brisa learned it. He said, oh, but did Ula have the pasuk? Well, we reinterpret the pasuk based on the way Ula interpreted the pasuk. Doesn't Ula's interpretation make no sense because it already says Kachay Kadashim? No, Kachay Kadashim doesn't mean anything. So therefore, Ula's Lima of the Pasuk teaches me that Kol Chayr teaches me that there's Mi'ila. But he seems to hold that you cannot add Hektish. I don't know. See, it doesn't make sense because Rav Huna says. I thought if I said that latter word. Rav Huna says you cannot add Chayrim to Kachay Mizbeach. The Brisa then said, you're learning it wrong. Then Ula says, you're learning it wrong because the Pasuk means something else. He said, how can Ula say that? Ula holds that it is lo asav lo klo, meaning Ula does hold like Rav Huna. Yeah. But didn't we just reject Rav Huna? So then Ula seems, the way we're learning Rav Huna, the way we're learning Ula is that, Ula is learning. He says, "Lo asa lo klum." That's only midor araisa. I mean, the rabbanon do something. Maybe Rav Huna says even the rabbanon you can't do. It doesn't work. I don't know. And then Ula is actually against the Mishnah, because the Mishnah says you can add. You can add. Right, the flow seems to say that Ula then holds with Rav Huna.
Wait, is the difference between Bedek Abayis and Charame Kohanim? Because Rav Huna says then
that Charame. Ula says that if you makas lebedek Abayis, ein ba ele ikuv gizbarim bilvad. And then Rashi says, when you read it, he says, a culture came with Charame Kohanim. Right, so it's like the third wide line on top on the base in Rashi. So then if we rejected Rav Huna, and we brought Ula, but Ula seems to hold like Rav Huna. No? Thoughts, ideas? I don't know. Okay. Homework. Right, because the Olam, he says, Mirabana, really Ula holds that Chayrim, Bidoraisa, that Chayrim does not chal on Kachi Mizbeach. That's exactly what Rav Huna says. Okay. I don't know, I'm stuck. I don't know. Gufa, okay, going back to Ula's words. Ula says, Hamaktish Ola lebedek abayis, on a deraisa level, if I have a korban Ola, and I want to add onto it an obligation to bedek abayis, ein ba ele ikuv gizbarim bilvad. That's not effective. The only thing that it does is it forces the gizbarim to be there at the time of akrabas of the korban, because they become the owners. So Meisvei, ask a kasha on Ula. Meisvei. Hamakdish ola lebedek abayis, Here's a brayse. It's a case of ula. If I am makdish an ula to bedek habayis, asur l'shochta achati padeh. I can't shecht it as a korban until I make my money, get good on my money. I have to pay to the bedek habayis the amount that I now owe. I can't shecht it yet. Wait a second. Ula, you just said that it's not effective. Here the brayse is saying it is effective, and that I'm not even allowed to shecht my korban until I make good on my new monetary obligation. So Gemara says, midrabanan. No, that's only a dindarabanan. Midaraisa, it's ineffective. Midrabanan, we tell you, you have to pay. So hachinam mistabra, and it makes sense to say it's only halacha midrabanan. Midaktani seifa, because I guess the end of that brayse says, im avar ushkata masha asa asoi. But if you went ahead and you shechted the korban before you made good on your monetary obligation, it's still a valid korban. If it was a fiyah midaraisa, then you wouldn't be able to shecht the korban at all, and what you did, it wouldn't be a good korban. The fact that it is a good korban shows that midaraisa, it's a valid korban. There's new monetary obligation, is only a din derabanan. So the Gemara says, what? Ela mai midarabanan? If that's the case, you're telling me that it's derabanan? I hachi ema seifa. Look at the seifa. The seifa that Bryce says, umo alin shteim ilos. If I have this ola, and I add to it a chiv of bedek habayis, and then I use the korban, so I'm moel. So I did me'ila. So he says here, the Bryce says, you're chayiv shtei me'ilos. One for being moel and kachim is be'ech, and one for being moel and kachim bedek habayis. Your me'ila only takes effect if the thing is kaddish midoraisa. You just told me that's only kaddish midorabanan. How am I being moel twice? I understand being moel on the kachim is be'ech, but you just told me that only midorabanan doesn't get a chayiv of bedek habayis. Why am I being moel? It's only kaddish midin derabanan. So the Gemara says, you're right. Amai shtei me'ilos. What does it mean, shtei me'ilos? Hachi ka'amar, just how you explain it. U'ru'uyo limo bo shtei me'ilos. I don't know what that means. It's worthy to have violated two me'ilos. I don't know what that means. It either is mo'el or it's not mo'el. I don't know. If it, Rashi says, ru'uyo, ilu havi kedusha basraisa midoraisa v'ro'oi ilav midorabon l'hud hektish l'hud midoraisa. Had the second hektish been valid midoraisa, consider about anything. Had anything been valid midoraisa, I would be moel. I don't say what's the brisa coming to add. So the brisa is not a kashan ula. Ula says that if I have bet kachim isbeah and I add on to it a bedek habayis obligation, it means nothing. The brisa says that you can't shecht it. You can't shecht it midorabanan. The brisa says that they're two me'ilos. It's only would have been two me'ilos had it taken place. Had it been chal midoraisa, since only chal midorabanan, there's only one meila. Okay, not easy gemara. I still don't understand. I'm still bothered by that other question. Okay. All right. The Mishnah then says, in mesu yikavru, if they die, you have to bury them. And Ram Shimon said that kachi bedek habayis, if it dies, you can redeem it. So. But the Chachamim say that when it's Kachim Mizbeach or Kachim Bedek Habayis, if it dies before redemption, you have to bury it. And this is what we're saying right now. And Rav Shimon says, if it Kachim Mizbeach Habayis, you can redeem it after death. You only have to bury Kachim Mizbeach. But that's how the pshat seems to be. Now we're going to read the Gemara. On Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan says, L'Rabbanan, according to Rabbanan, who say that in Mesu Yikavru, it's Echad Kachim Mizbeach, the echa kachi bedek habayis hayu b'chlal ha'amad v'aracha. So what's the reason why you can't redeem? Because in order to redeem, you have to have ha'amad v'aracha. We come across this a few times. The animal has to be standing, and then you can evaluate its value. If the animal's dead, it can't stand. It's going to be able to stand on its own. So the talacha of ha'amad, when you say it's b'chlal ha'amad v'aracha, that means in order to redeem it, it has to have gone through Hamad of Aracha. If it can't go through Hamad of Aracha, you can't redeem it, and therefore it has to be buried. So the Rabbanan say that both Kachim Mizbeach and Kachim Bedek Habayis require Hamad of Aracha, so if they die before redemption, you can't redeem and you have to bury. So according to Rav Yochanan, the Chachamim say, Rabbanan say, that both Bedek Habayis and Kachim Mizbeach, if not redeemed, have to be buried. They can't redeem post-mortem. V'Reish Lakish Amar, Reish Lakish says no. L'Rabbanan, Kachim Bedek Habayis Hayi B'chal Hamad V'Aracha, Kachim Mizbeach Lo Hayi B'chal Hamad V'Aracha. Reish Lakish says no, it's a split. Rabbanan say, what requires Hamad V'Aracha for redemption? Only Kachim Bedek Habayis. which is sort of counterintuitive, but Kachim Mizbeach, which is a higher level Kedusha, if it dies before redemption, you can still redeem it, because it doesn't require Hamad Varacha. Okay, according to Rav Yochanan, within the Shita Rabbanan, Rav Yochanan says that both require Hamad Varacha. According to Rav Shmuel, only Kachim Vedek Abayis requires Hamad Varacha. V'zev v'zev modeh, both Rav Yochanan and Rav Shmuel agree, little Rav Shimon, that according to Rav Shimon, the Kachim Vedek Abayis lo haya b'chal Hamad Varacha, the Kachim Mizbeach haya b'chal Hamad Varacha. They both agree that Rav Shimon is the opposite of the Rabbanan according to Reish Lakish. Rav Shimon holds that Bedek Abayis does not require Hamad Varacha. Kachim Mizbeach does require Hamad Varacha. So that's what Rav Shimon would say, if a Kachim Mizbeach animal dies, it has to be buried, but a Kachim Bedek Abayis animal, if it dies, does not have to be buried, you can still redeem it after it dies. But and the Divrei Kol, meaning both according to Rabbanan and according to Rav Shimon, Balmum Meikaro, if I have an animal that was a Balmum before it became Kodesh, lo hayi b'chlal hamad v'aracha, it doesn't require hamad v'aracha at all. If it has that mum in advance, whatever the halacha is, it doesn't. If it dies, it doesn't require hamad v'aracha. That's an exception. So Tanan, we're going to ask a question on Reish Lakish. Again, Reish Lakish said that according to the Rabbanan, only thing that requires hamad v'aracha is kachim bedek abayis. But kachim mizbeach do not require hamad v'aracha. So Tanan, we learn in our Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon Omer, kachim bedek abayis shemesu yipadu. Rav Shimon says that Bedek Abayis doesn't require Hamad Varacha because you can redeem it. That's so. Rav Shimon comes to argue on the Chachamim in our Mishnah, and he says, no, Bedek Abayis don't require redemption. Now, Bishma le Rabbi Yochanan, it makes sense according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Amar who says le Rabbanan, Echad Zeh Hayu B'chal Hamad Varacha. According to Rabbi Yochanan, the Chachamim said that both Bedek Abayis and Mizbech require Hamad Varacha. Hainud, it's Rav Shimon leFirushay, so Rav Shimon comes saying, no, I argue with you. You say that both require Hamad of Aracha. I say only Bedek Abayis requires Hamad of Aracha. El Reish Lakish.
No, it doesn't require.
I say that Kachim Bedek Abayis does not require. Only Kachim Mizbeach requires. Thank you. El Reish Lakish. But according to Reish Lakish, who said that the Rabbanan only spoke about Kachim Bedek Abayis, that it's Kachim. Rabbanan only say Kachim Bedek Abayis require Hamad of Aracha. So why does Rav Shimon have Lama Leilu Feirushay? Why does Rav Shimon have to come and say, no, Kachim Bedek Abayis do not require Hamad Varacha? Just say, I disagree.
That's very simple. Then why do you require it if you can stand it or do it without? Because you can do.
But only if it's Bedek Abayis, according to Rav Shimon. But the question they're asking is, Reish Lakish says, according to Reish Lakish, the Rabbanan Shita in the Mishnah is that Kachim Bedek Abayis require Hamad Varacha. So then Rav Shimon, if he's going to argue, should just simply say, they do not. Why does he have to specify it's Kachim Bedek Abayis? In other words, if Rabbanan hold both do not require Bedek Abayis, so Rav Shimon has to, and then Rav Shimon's coming to argue, he has to specify in which case he's arguing. But if the Rabbanan are only speaking about one case, why does Rav Shimon have to specify that one case? If he's arguing, it's going to be about the case that the Rabbanan are talking about. I don't know if that's such a strong question, but that seems to be the question.
I think the argument is between the difference between being alive or dead. If they're alive, they're required; they cannot be redeemed without. But if one is saying if they died, then
who's one? Who's they?
Okay, I don't know.
Okay. Otherwise, I'm not following. There's a machlokas in the Mishnah. There's a machlokas in the Mishnah about if kachim die, can they be redeemed, or do they have to be buried? So the Tanakhama says that they die, and we don't know what they is yet, if they die, they have to be buried. Comes Rav Shimon and says, if it's Bedek Abayis, it doesn't have to be buried, it can be redeemed. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Tanakhama says the they includes Bedek Abayis and Mizbeach. And therefore, the Chachamim agree that, come and disagree with Rav Shimon on both instances. According to Reish Lakish, the they in the Tanakhama is only talking about Bedek Abayis. The whole machlokus is only about Bedek Abayis. His whole machlokus is only about Bedek Abayis. Why does Rav Shimon have to mention Bedek Abayis? That's what we're talking about.
Is it a practical thing? Because Bedek Abayis, you have to exchange the actual value.
Correct.
On the Mizbeach, you just need another cover.
Not necessarily. Not if it's only a dava. Yes, it does.
No, it's not. If something's going up onto the Mizbeach.
If I say Harezo Ola.
Okay, and it dies. You got to exchange it.
No, I don't.
1 second. And it dies. Follow the logic. Yeah. And it dies, you have to exchange.
I can't follow the logic if it's wrong. If I take a nedava, yeah. I do not have to replace my korban. That's the difference between neder and nedava.
You don't need a hamad varacha for that then.
What?
You don't need it for then for it. If it's your putter, your putter.
Correct.
The only time you have to exchange it, which is what it's... what it's
no, but we're not talking about dies. You're talking about it has a mum. If it gets a mum.
Great.
Right.
So there's two points. One, you have to exchange it for something else. Whether you're putter from bringing it again. Your putter, who cares?
Okay.
Let's put that aside.
Okay.
If you have to exchange it, if you have to exchange it for a monetary value for medical bias, you have to know what you're exchanging it for. There's why you need Hamad and Arafa. If you're exchanging an animal, just put another animal up there.
I think that's
you're asking me why is there an argument. I'm not so sure that there's an actual, they're arguing with each other. They may just be modifying each other.
Gemara seems to say that they're arguing. The Mishnah says that they're arguing. I apologize. I'm not following your question.
I'll write out the logic.
I'm just not following.
I'll write out the logic.
Okay. So Gemara says, so Amalach Reish Lakish. Again, so the question was, you Reish Lakish, who say that the argument between Chachamim and Rav Shimon is only regarding Kachi Bedek Abayis, why does Rav Shimon have to mention Kachi Bedek Abayis? That's what they're discussing anyway. So, right? So he says, Amalach Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says, Rav Shimon lo hava yodem ad amar Tanakama. The Tanakama just said, in Mesu Yikavru. It's ambiguous. That's why we're having our issues. It's ambiguous what they're discussing. So Rav Shimon doesn't know what the Tanakama says. So he basically says, V'hachik Amarle. And this is what Rav Shimon says to Tanakama. E Kachim Mizbeach. If you're talking about Kachim Mizbeach, that Kachim Mizbeach need to be buried, and you can't, if they die, you can't redeem them. And that Kachim Mizbeach, that animal, has to be buried. Right, you can't use it for anything. You can't redeem it. Modinalach, I'll agree to you. But with Kachav Edek Abayis, but if you're talking about, if you say that Kachav Edek Abayis also can't be redeemed after death, in Mesa Yipado, I disagree. That if they die, I can redeem. And therefore what? I give money. Someone gives the money. They redeem it. And now this animal, whatever, all the dead animal is chulin, and I can do with it as I please. I can use the hides. I can sell it to whatever. I can do whatever it is. It becomes Motubana. So he says, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know which you're talking about. If you're talking about Kachim, if you're saying that, you mentioned it should be buried. So I say, if you're talking about Kachim Mizbeach, I agree. They need to be buried. If you're talking about Kachim Bedek Abayis, I disagree with you, and those can be redeemed after they die. Fine. We're going to have to, right, we're not going to slow down a little bit for Thursday. Right, we're going to slow down tomorrow. Okay. Tani Kavasi to Rabbi Yochanan. So we have a braisa that supports Rav Yochanan. What was Rav Yochanan's shita? Rav Yochanan's shita was that according to Rabbanon, both by Kachim Mizbeach and by Kachim Bedek Abayis, you require Hamad of Aracha. Therefore, if the animal dies, they have a balmum, it's supposed to be redeemed, and the animal dies before you do Hamad of Aracha, you can no longer redeem it, and it has to be buried. That's what Rav Yochanan says in the shita of the Rabbanon. So like he says, I have a braisa that supports Rav Yochanan. The Brisa quotes a pasuk. The pasuk, as quoted in the Gemara, is wrong. So we're going to read. We're going to add the words that the pasuk says. The pasuk says, "The imkol behema tmeya asher lo yakrivu mimenu karban Hashem vehemida se behemoth neya kohen and veharicha kohen. If any behemoth tmeya, bless you, which you can't be makriv to the korban, so you have to redeem it, right? The pasuk continues vehemida se behemoth neya kohen to stand it for the kohen." The Harich HaKohen, and the Kohen has to evaluate it. So the pashtus of the pasuk is, they were talking about someone who's makdish a behemoth tmeya, a non-kosher animal, an animal that's not roi lakrava. So I'll makdish, let's say, a deer to be a korban ola. The idea is I have to redeem it. I have to stand it before the Kohen, and I have to redeem it. So the Brisa said, that's what says, behemoth tmeya shelo yikravu. So the Gemara says, no, that it's not really talking about behemoth tmeya. Why? He says, "Bevali mumen sheyipadu akasim edaver." The pasuk here is talking about a balmum, not a non-carbon animal, an animal that's not right for a carbon. Because so Gemara says, "Ata omer balimum o ena el behemet tameima." Tameima. Is it talking about a balmum, or maybe it's really talking about an animal that can't be hooked on the mizbeach? Kishu omer. Not. There's a pasuk a few later. The pasuk says, "Ve'im the behemet tameima who pad the be'erkecha." Right. A latter pasuk talks about a behemet tameima. So in this earlier passage that says behemoth tmeya, it's not behemoth tmeya. It's talking about a balmum. Hare behemoth tmeya amor hamani mekayim im kol behema asher lo yikriv men akarbon Hashem. What do I do with that first pasuk? That first pasuk says bebali mumim sheyipadu. It's talking about bali mumim. If you have a balmum and it has to be redeemed, what it says is that you have to do ha'amada v'haracha even by kachshei mizbeach. Then he says the brisa says yachol. Yipadu al mum over. Maybe you should redeem something if it has a temporary mum. Tamalomar asher lo yakriv menu. Only a mum that you can't be makrivit. Right? She'ena kriva kol ikar. Yotzezor she'ena kriva yom lemachar. It comes to it. It's only talking about a mum that you can't be makriv at all. It's not a mum that you can't be makriv today, but you can be makriv tomorrow. The amar rachmana. But this. But the bottom line, the pasuk says amar rachmana. Avid le ha'amad v'aracha. It says that you're required ha'amad v'aracha even by kachim mizbeach. Need ha'amad v'aracha. That's like Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan explained that the chachamim say that ha'amad v'aracha is a requirement even by kachim mizbeach. Both Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish agree that chachamim say that by bedek abayis require ha'amad v'aracha. But now I have a pasuk where it seems to indicate that even by kachim mizbeach I require ha'amad v'aracha, and therefore that is in accordance with the shita of Rav Yochanan. Tomorrow we'll pick up with our Megidda Amorav, who's going to explain the shita of Reish Lakish, who says that bedek habayis requires hamad v'aracha, but mizbeach does not require hamad v'aracha, even though I have this pasuk apparently that seems to indicate that you need hamad v'aracha even by mizbeach. Okay, we'll stop here.